balance the scales. She tosses her head back and laughs at something someone says. And as Ron approaches her from behind, I marvel that I get to be here to see this moment. That I'm the only person in the room who knows what's about to happen. Well, not the only person. She knows. I turn slightly so I appear to be looking out a large window at the sweeping views from downtown to the ocean, and I watch as introductions are made. Witty banter, some laughter. He bends down so he can hear her better. And I wonder how she does it. How she can trick people into believing she is who she says she is. Into handing over their deepest desires. Opening themselves up to her manipulation and trickery. Offering themselves willingly to her deception. I watch as a business card is passed and pocketed before looking away. My mind latching on to her entry point, which will now become mine.
Meg. Present. June. 22 weeks before the election. It starts how it always starts. With me quietly slipping alongside you. No sudden moves, no loud fanfare. As if I've always been there. Always belonged. This time it's a $10,000 a plate fundraiser. After nearly 10 years, I feel right at home among the extravagant trappings of the rich. The original artwork on the walls, the antiques that cost more than most people make in a year, and the hired help I pretend not to notice, quietly moving through homes like this one, perched high on a hill, with all of Los Angeles glittering below us. If you're one of my targets, know that I've chosen you carefully. It's likely you're in the midst of a major life change. A lost job, a divorce, the death of a close family member, or a heated run for elected office that you're on the verge of losing. Emotional people take risks. They don't think clearly, and they're eager to believe whatever fantasy I feed them. Social media has become my primary research tool, with its check-ins, geotags, and shameless self-promotion. And those quizzes some of your friends take and share? Dogs or cats? Number of brothers and sisters? Most of the questions seem harmless, but the next time you see one, take a closer look. Name 5 places you've lived, or 4 names you go by, both of which allow me to approach you. John? It's me, Meg, from Boise, remember? I knew your sister. It's so easy, it's criminal. I spend hundreds of hours on observation and research, profiling the different people in your life, finding the one I can befriend, the one who will lead me to you. When I'm done, I know everything I possibly can about you and most of the people around you. By the time you're saying nice to meet you, I've already known you for months. Does this worry you? It should. Have you tried the crab cakes? Veronica appears at my elbow, a cocktail napkin in hand. We've become close in the 6 months I've been back in Los Angeles. Having met in a yoga class in Santa Monica, our mats positioned next to each other in the back. What started as a friendly greeting with a stranger at the beginning of class was a budding friendship by the end. It's amazing how easy Instagram stories makes it to put yourself in the right place at the right time, next to the right person. I haven't, I tell her. I heard they're serving filet mignon for dinner, so I'm saving myself for that. There's a heat inside my chest, the slow burn of excitement I always get when I start a new job. I enjoy this part the most, I think. The setting of the hook. Savoring the delicious anticipation of what's about to happen. No matter how many times I do this, I never tire of the thrill this moment always brings. Veronica crumples her napkin.
You're missing out, Meg.
It's still a shock to hear people use my real name. I've gone by many over the years, mostly variations.